What are your impressions on the overall retrospective?
In point of fact, I thought it was a very good exhibition.
Mm.
It sort of answers certain, not questions, certain dictates that I had made almost 50 years ago, 45 years ago. Because when I gave up teaching, it was in order to do my work so that I could say more through what I do than what I say. And that's why I sort of retired from teaching, in a sense, you know, because I thought what I did as an artist would speak more than what I said to other artists,
mm-hmm.
or even students, you know, because they end up doing their own thing in the long run anyway. And so I concentrated on producing work about Jamaica, you know, and really about Jamaica, but with the knowledge that I had gained from a lot of travel, Europe, of course, obviously, and Africa, the Far East, and South America, and North America. And I sort of gathered all of that and put it together in my work and spoke mainly about Jamaica and human conditions, human feelings, human behavior, human about the human being in general, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Not only portraits and figure compositions, as they say, Jean and so on, both men and women, you know, fishermen and men working in the road and women either doing chores like fetching water or even sweeping the streets. And that entertained me for pretty much all of the 50 years of independence. And I stuck to it. I was determined that it would eventually come to light. And right now, I say this is the beginning, not what I did 50 years ago or all along the line, but this now is going to turn the page for Jamaica. I think when the young artists look at it, some might resist it and try other things, but it certainly will lead the way.